Thanksgiving, your uncle called your nephew a
Hold on. No. You're saying my uncle.
Yeah.
My favorite uncle.
Yeah.
Called my 5-year-old nephew.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying.
Dude, call your mom and ask.
I'm going to call her right now. Episode 40. We've done 40 episodes. Feel free to chime in. If they're seeing me at the beginning, they're probably gonna skip it. So go ahead and introduce
Please
yourself.
Don't skip it. Don't skip it, no matter. Let me build the beat.
Oh, no, take it away, mama.
Welcome back to Ramping Up.
Where on this show, we don't give a...
But it's not 7 minutes
in it,
yet.
So we can't...
Cuss. And if that is a sad thing, I guess it's a bust.
Speaking about a bust...
But 7 minutes. 7 minutes.
I was like, yeah, I can't go there either. But it's good to be back.
Yeah, happy to be back.
I mean, 40 episodes. Who'd have thought, you know?
Who'd have thought?
Who'd have thunk it?
Who'd have thunk?
Who'd have funk it?
Nope.
Who'd have funk it?
We, I guess Thanksgiving just happened.
Oh, yeah. That,
Matt,
I had a wonderful
talk about
Thanksgiving.
Your magical days.
Oh, man. My Thanksgiving day, I got to travel all the way out to Canyonville, Oregon all day.
Alone.
All alone.
By himself.
Boy, more lonesome.
Yeah.
I was with J-Dub, the production manager.
Okay.
And then we had a dinner at a casino. It was actually really good. It's really good.
He's convinced himself that it was really
zero good. Deviled eggs were had this
Same,
Thanksgiving.
Though.
That's criminal.
I did my first Thanksgiving not at my family's house. I went to Matt's family's. And they're sweet, good people. But they don't care about food as much as my family does.
Well, they're not Italian, so. They're Scottish.
Zero deviled eggs. I still have yet to have one. That's why I'm so feeble and weak.
Yeah.
No mac and cheese.
No mac and cheese? No. Mashed potatoes?
Some.
Beans?
Yeah.
Greens? Hog? I don't think she's getting it.
I get it.
Yeah, beans, greens, hog, all, bananas. You name it. You've never seen that?
Oh, you have.
We'll put the clip. Yeah, you've seen it. The lady, I got beans, greens, potatoes, bananas, rams, hams, y'all, all.
Yeah, I was like in school learning stuff.
Oh my God, were you even born yet when that came out?
No. Oh my God, Eric, you went down to the gas station, Aiden.
Yeah.
And I was buying Zins, and the guy at the register was like, what's your birthday? And I was like, July 19th, 1996. And he was like, oh, that's my birthday. I was like, same year. And he goes, no. And I said, what year were you born? 2006.
Yeah.
I said, well, that year hasn't happened yet. So.
That's a good one. Damn, I'm going to use that one.
That's pretty good. Guess, dude, a person born in 2006 is 19.
Yeah.
A person born the year I graduated is about to start drinking legally. Crazy. Crazy. That feels wrong.
Whoa, that's crazy. Time is crazy.
When you think about it.
Linear.
Construct.
Interesting. He told me I didn't look 10 years older than him, so.
Gosh.
Then I walked in there, he goes, who's your dad? And why is he wearing a bucket hat?
Did he really hit you with the scoff when you said same year?
Yeah. No, he thought it was crazy. I No.
Damn, you're almost.
Care? Don't even. Don't 30. You dare.
You're almost
30. You're almost 40.
Shut up. I didn't say yours out loud.
He's almost 40.
That's not true. That's my bucket hat clearly says man. Otherwise. My bucket hat and my camo pants clearly make me 27.
The logo on your bucket hat, I wasn't even around when that.
She doesn't even know what Surge is.
Well, I can use my imagination.
Aiden, sounds you know
like an Austrian yes, Mountain Dew.
I'm 27.
Well, did they not have Surge and Franklin?
What are you looking for?
Sometimes I just pretend not to know stuff so he feels older than he
is. That's messed up.
Funny, it's a good bit.
That, oh my God.
Thank you.
I felt so old when you didn't know what Surge
You're
was.
Wrong.
But you knew? You didn't know.
Is that like a Dollar General Mountain Dew?
No, that would be Mountain Lightning.
What?
The Kmart or Kroger version, Mountain Lightning. It's Mountain Dew. Mountain Mist. I don't know.
Mountain PS.
Oh, you guys want to talk about the Mountain Dew conspiracy? That's crazy.
No, we should talk about Thanksgiving. I mean, right. Nothing. Like, we yeah. did it.
I was in Oregon. I traveled all day, ate a Thanksgiving dinner in my room, full of tears, and then I went to bed.
I FaceTimed you while I was eating.
You did, and y'all were playing that card game, and you tried to make me look like a fool in front of my family.
I didn't try. You did that all by yourself. Big boy don't need no help.
No,
all
right.
What was the game?
How well do you know your family? Let's go.
How well do you know your partner? And
the question was, what's my favorite meal? And I was like, oh, Matt will know that.
She said it very
confidently. We talked about it. So we called him and we asked Matt, and he goes, oh, no, hot dogs, which is what the internet would say. The people that
yeah, I Googled what's Fiona's favorite food while we were talking.
Yeah, I know.
And just a hot dog came up. Actually, it said wieners, but I was like, I'll be nice. It said penis.
He was trying to look cool in front of his family.
No, and then she goes, no, Matt, you know, my mom makes it for me.
I have one freaking job.
No, her mom's made it once.
But I've talked to you about what it means to me.
Twice. That I remember.
One tradition.
Dying to hear the meal.
Okay.
Yeah, you're going to be like, oh, Matt, how could you not remember that? What's the meal?
Hey, let me tell you what I told him.
Okay, yeah.
For my birthday every year, since my parents got divorced, my mom would make the same meal for me on my birthday. It was my favorite thing. It was like a comfort thing, a family recipe. Uh-huh. You fucking idiot.
What's it called?
It's called round steak sauerbraten. It's really good. It's very simple.
Oh, yeah, it rolls off the tongue.
You still look like an asshole here.
Beef stroganoff, if we're being totally honest.
You didn't say either. I would have accepted both.
Actually, I did say beef stroganoff.
You said hot dogs.
No, I said hot dogs first. I don't like this.
Yeah,
cut this part out.
You thought you'd win.
No.
I wear the sweater.
Yeah, you do. So anyway, I did say beef stroganoff very quickly, immediately. I go, you talking about round steak?
Fully lined to you.
Round steak skidamadoos or whatever you said you eat. What is it?
Did you see why I was like,
round steak au gratin? What did you say?
Round steak sauerbraten.
Round steak sauerbraten. Yeah, I'm never going to forget that. Hey, what's
Sad
my favorite
off in
meal?
In the comments if you're mad at Matt.
No, actually, hang on in the comments if you're mad at me.
Hype this video.
Actually, take a beat just a second in the comments if you're mad at me. What's my favorite meal?
Pizza.
No.
Yeah.
All right, there's your hot dog answer. Now, really, what's my favorite meal?
Oh, fucking black-eyed peas or some shit.
What's my favorite?
You're mad because all of these are a little bit right.
Yeah, black eyed peas or some shit has never been my favorite meal. I eat it once a year.
Collard greens.
No, I like collard greens.
You get them every time.
What's my favorite meal? You don't know.
Have you ever told me?
Yeah, my mom makes it for me every year. My mommy makes me my favorite meal every year. It's funny, we've been together for a while now. I've seen that meal once.
Yeah.
The sauerkraut au Bratenstaaten. What is it?
Beef? Reverse the tape. Round steak.
Round steak.
Say it.
Not square steak.
Round steak.
Round steak.
Sour.
Sour.
Braten.
Braten.
Round steak.
Round steak.
Sour braten.
Sour braten.
Oh my God.
This feels like something you say like when you warm up to be talking on the news channel. Red leather, yellow leather. Round steak, sour braten. Round steak, sour braten. Tonight, an infant was thrown from a building.
What's your favorite meal?
Oh, I don't know. Those were good guesses, though. They're kind of all a little bit true.
I'm over here.
So the FaceTime didn't go as you were expecting.
No, it pissed me off. And I was like, my phone's dying. It wasn't.
No, they
dying.
Stayed on the phone for like an hour. It was very sweet. She's trying to play hard ass right now, but she's soft ass.
You look over, I'm smoking.
Yeah, where'd you get those sunglasses and that cigarette from? I'm smoking here. Okay. Yeah, we're goofed up today. Oh, man. Hey, everyone. If you've been dreaming about your next vacation but don't want the stress of planning it your friggin' self, you've got to reach out to Audrey Steers with Travelmation. She can help you plan everything from funerals to funerals to funerals. And all-inclusive resorts to cruises, even custom funerals. And the best part, her services are completely free to you mother friggin' jokesters. I don't know. Oh, man. Audrey is certified in group travel, accessible travel, that's big for Fiona, and destination weddings. So no matter who you're traveling with or where you're going, she'll make it effortless. Shoot her an email at audreysteers@travelmation.net and start your planning dream trip today.
Back to the episode. Yeah, stuffing was good. It was good. It's just my family is like, and my family drinks a lot. They're all the Italian. Your family doesn't really do that. Huh? Your family does. I mean, they drink.
Is that what we're calling them now?
Yeah.
Yeah, that dude on the corner. He's such an Italian. He needs to get his life together.
You're not invited to my Thanksgiving anymore.
All these Italians at this AA meeting. I'm not invited?
No.
My family's from the Midwest, but they get a little Italian on the holidays.
We got to head eight.
We're
next
time. That's really good. They get a little Italian.
I got to be careful, man. Italianism runs in my family real hard. No ding? Okay, fine.
Yeah, Well, you started it. You got a dinger that we just forgot to call it.
It's a good one. That's fun. So Thanksgiving was a blast. Mm-hmm. Had a good time.
And then Matt finally got back.
No. You did some stuff, right? Uh-huh. Oh, wait. You have to think.
LOL,
like,
I went...
You did a guest spot for Adam Ray when he was in town. It's been a minute. We took a week off.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
And then.
Ew. Sexy. Got a wink with the one on camera. Yeah, there you go.
What?
Sexy. We do this thing on the plane. We do this thing on the plane. We're like, we'll fake being asleep.
And then they'll be like, hey, and this eyes open, you just go, it's open.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah, like, oh, yeah. So you're like sleeping. And then you look at the camera and you're just like, and you're awake the whole time. Oh, man. That might just be
a
us thing.
A lot of bids.
Yeah. You got a lot of things to get, too.
You better get real. Get ready.
To get down.
To get and get out of here.
You better get real. Be get like a go, clue.
Hey.
Get lost.
You got a lot of things to get.
You're like, what do I need to get? Like, you need to get real, get a clue, and get lost. Get out of here.
Okay, back to the episode.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, I did spot on Adam Ray's show. That was very fun. I saw a bunch of Kill Tony people.
Yeah, Kill Tony Killers.
Yeah, Killers was in Nashville.
Yeah.
But I stayed alive.
Oh. Funding? Maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
And that was fun. Then I went on the road.
Yeah.
I went to Philly and Indianapolis.
Mm-hmm.
We drove.
Was That's it the crazy. Heliums?
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. That's
awesome. Yeah, it was really cool because that was the first time I was like returning to a club because I had been here. And so it was exciting to see like what I sold ticket wise the first time I was there, which at the time I was like, oh, that's amazing. And I sold like 4 times the amount of tickets this time. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my God, like it's just really cool to see like numerical growth in that way.
Yeah.
I've heard good things about Helium as well, so that's
Philly is cool. The best.
Helium.
Yeah, I really liked Philly. I had a couple weird interactions.
In Philly?
Well, one that really sticks out. This guy was like waiting to let... I'm
scared. He's probably watching you right now. He's right behind. Oh my God, he's right behind you, isn't he?
Go ahead, finish that story.
Is that what he's like?
He's like waiting till the end of the meet and greet line.
Yeah, I know what you're talking
about. And he kept like
changing his outfit.
Security was like, you know, because they also like, and he was older. And so I'm like, oh, I love old people. And then he's telling me about an injury. Yeah, and I was like, I got a little emotional. I felt sad for him. It was like a car wreck.
Oh.
He was telling me about his life. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Whatever. And then out of nowhere, he starts talking to me about porn stars and how comedians are a lot like porn stars. He was talking about a podcast he had.
Did you go name 5 porn stars right now?
And then he named 12.
That's
good. No, he's talking to me about anal.
Oh.
Yeah. And I'm just like, and then he was like, the worst part about you? No. And it was like, the fact that you're married. He was like, I know redheads aren't supposed to be attracted to each other, but.
Oh, did you do that? He went.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to say, the worst part about you, I love anal, and you're always sitting down.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too, when I was going to laugh.
Yeah, and instead you're like, you bombed that.
No, loop. So there was that.
Well, you know, if you're not getting
super
hit
weird,
on,
so, like...
You're ugly.
How long did he stay? Like, how long was the total interaction?
Like it was a good, like, 10 minutes.
Was security close by?
Yeah, they were in front of me, and I was like, and they were...
Okay.
And then we're like... I got someone yelled like shows your boobs or something while I was on stage on the show.
Oh yes.
And I just go
classic.
That was me. And I just held my wedding ring up and
they go,
quit.
No, your boobs. Hey. Patreon. Hey. Heyo, nobody asked to see my boobs, but Rodney did ask to see everybody's boobs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he looked over and said, put him down, Matt.
I go, all right. All right, boss. I put my shirt up. I had a weird interaction with a fan in Reno. This lady comes up after the show, and she's like on a walker. And I immediately go, do you know Fiona Colley? And she did not. And
you guys know each other.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Are y'all cousins? Goes back. No.
Yeah. All right.
Anyway, she like has like something under her shirt on her stomach. She's like, oh, I just had, she didn't sound like that. She's like, oh, I just had surgery and they cut me wide open in my stomach and I'm not supposed to be out, but I went ahead and got out anyway. I don't give a shit. Wow. And I was like, oh, okay. She goes, you want to see my surgery? And I'm like, no. She goes, okay, I'll show it to you. She lifts her shirt up, has like one of those wraps, like keeping her intestines yes. together, and just like opens it. And I mean, it is just bruised, bleeding.
So you cheated
scabby.
On me. You yet. Saw inside of a woman.
Wow, way to ruin the friggin'
dang
story. No. Maybe. I'll decide in post, actually. I've been giving you a lot of points in post and taking away from me. And now people in the comments are like, wow, another episode where Matt has 0 points. So I'm going to be a lot harsher on this point system. Been real generous. But anyway, she like just opens this thing up. She's got a scar like all the way up here, all the way here. And like everybody in line is like, what the fuck? And that was it. And then she was that this the lady she was with. She's like one of those like over sharing people.
Yeah.
She was like, that's my friend. She's like, her son just died. She doesn't want to talk about it. But we thought getting her out would make her, you know, cheer up. I think it did. It'd cheer you up. And she's like actively tearing up because she just brought up that her son died like a week ago. And I was just like, oh my God, this is all right. Well, y'all want these koozies or not? You know, they didn't get any. But you guys can get koozies if you want. I'll be out with Fiona Colley on Louisville, Fort Wayne, Appleton.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I thought my story was going to be riveting, but it seems like it was really
strange.
No, it was good.
I didn't get what I thought you would give me on that.
I tried.
And you, Aiden.
Aiden's really fucking up right
now. These podcasts are really going back to their old ways where I'm just a clown left outside of town, okay? No? What?
Aiden!
I'm just a clown on the outskirts of town. I'm done with y'all fucking on me right now.
You fuck on me?
You fuck on me? Oh, so. Oh, and then, sorry, is that all you wanted to talk about? Or you got something you wanted to say? Okay, that's how we end, how you know we're done. You know how Dusty's like, you'll know when I'm done with a joke, because I'll go like this.
Oh, yep.
Like, you'll know when I'm done with a joke, because I'll go, Matt! What? Do you like pampered scents? I don't know what that means. Well, that was me talking, but we'll figure it out. You've got to check out Crystal's Pampered Scents, your independent scentsy consultant, from premium wax and warmers to laundry and car fragrance. Have you farted in the car recently? You want to cover that up? Well, now you can with Crystal's Pampered Scents. Scentsy helps make every space feel like home. Visit pamperedscents.scentsy.us because they're U.S. made. They don't ship it from overseas. That's gay. Go to pamperedscents.scentsy.us to shop. And don't forget to share the love by selecting a party at checkout.
Back to the episode.
So we're leaving Reno to come home. And I run into Sam Morril and Gary Veeder in the airport. And they were like super nice. They invited me to come sit down with them and talk, which is cool because I didn't think they, you know, knew me like that. But they do. They know everything now.
Yeah, you've met Sam.
Who did you fuck?
Huh? I did neither one of them. The lady with the torn up stomach. And that was because of me. I said, yeah, you're going to need surgery twice.
Nice.
Yep.
Ding, ding.
Ding, ding. All right. So anyway, they sat down. They were telling me about what they were doing. I don't know. It was like a really wholesome conversation. They were like super nice, and that was cool. But
so Sam just repeatedly over and over again has been just awesome the nicest with you guy guys. Ever. Yeah,
they're like, come sit down.
I'm yeah, like, oh, I would okay. say Sam Morrell is one of like the like immediately kind. Like well-known comics I've ever met.
Yeah, just to like fully embrace you, like immediately.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah. Time and time again.
Friend, it's not like a nicety thing.
Yeah, because there is one thing I've noticed, and it hasn't been with like any big name comedians, but if you're not around, the way they just don't talk to me.
And that's a real quick way to get on my shit list.
Yeah.
I'm watching that stuff.
It is kind of disheartening, though, because then, yeah, like, you won't be in the green room or anything. And I'll be like, hey, what's up? And they're like, hey. I'm like, oh, dang, that's a different vibe. But I don't know. It's kind of a...
These fake motherfuckers.
It, my
it really
heart.
Isn't ever the big people. It's like... It's always...
The little people.
Yeah.
All these friggin' Mitch.
You know what I mean, though? Mm. It truly is just the showcase comics, never the headliner.
Yeah, like, one thing you realize, people that have already made it, they're not, there's no, I don't know if there's like a competitive spirit between them or something, but.
I think it's a usefulness is how they look at the relationship.
Yes, I have nothing to offer them, so they don't really want to talk to me.
Yeah.
And I'm like.
And they're like they're like me and his best friends when I'm with them, and then the minute I go take a shit or something,
they take a shit on me.
Yeah, you open that.
Yeah, take it away, sis.
If we were a movie, you'd be the right guy, and I'd be the best friend that you'd fall in love with. In the end, we'd be laughing. Watching the sunset fade to black, show the names, play the happy song. Perfect timing.
They're gonna hold
I sang
concert this
really
episode.
Off tune so that YouTube wouldn't cover. Boom, ding!
That's genius at the same time.
Wouldn't it be nice if I could sing so good that we got copyrighted? Like, damn, I think that was the original.
Wait, is it time? Get all
oh,
that
yeah,
in.
We're probably we're running through oh, some yeah. stuff. I do want to run through some quick things. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Oh, Fiona made a kid cry at a gender reveal.
That's actually
take away a point.
Can we do that story? That's yeah. very funny. And we have a video. Wow.
Yes. Yeah, the gender reveal video.
Guys, I'm going to a gender reveal party. I took it real hard because it was a boy and I thought it wouldn't
yeah,
be.
Yeah, we bet on girl.
And so they had a keg there and I did keg stand.
Mm-hmm.
We have a video.
Yeah, we'll put that up for sure.
And then I met this girl, what, like 4 or 5 year old?
Yeah.
She was so sweet, and we were, like bonding. She's middle child, you know. I'm like, oh, yeah, blah, blah, like, what do you want to be? We, like, just yeah. talking. And then her mom walks up and goes, hey, tell Fiona who your favorite musician is. And she goes, my favorite is Morgan Wallen. And there are adults around me, too. So I'm really saying this for them. And I go, Morgan Mullen, he hates chairs.
Yeah.
And all the adults started laughing, including her mom. This little girl started sobbing. I mean, she thought everyone was laughing at her for liking Morgan Mullen. Her dad had to console her for like 20 minutes.
I'm sorry, how old was she?
Like five.
Okay. My little nieces are a little younger, but something I was just saying with the holidays is like, I think they're so new to the emotions that it's just yeah. go-to cry. Like, you know what I mean? It's not really like,
I mean,
they just kind of
like
don't know how to express
it. Looking at me like I'm evil from the
yeah.
corner.
She hated her for the rest of the night.
It was crazy. And I'm really good with kids. So that broke my heart, but I did a keg stand and that was pretty dope. Hadn't done one since 2017.
Keg stand rolls.
Yeah.
That was fun. We'll throw that video up. We probably already have at this point.
No, but,
well, I mean, like in post, they would have already seen it by now.
Oh. What else?
Huh. Oh, I got
what
this one.
What else are you going to rattle me about?
Aiden, have you heard of the, this is one of our arguments that we had. Okay. Have you heard of the bird theory?
No.
It's when, I guess the wife, because I haven't seen any husbands do it, when the wife is like, I saw a bird today, and the husband, how he reacts is how well your marriage is. Like, if he cares about it, he's like, oh, you saw a bird? Like, what kind of bird was it? She's like, oh, I don't
it's
know.
It's called one. A bid. It's like, I want to tell you about something that you might not care about.
It's called entrapment.
Called a bid. And so it's kind of like, I know you're not going to care about this. But if you're just dismissive, like, okay, like, that's rude. If I'm like, I had a really good sandwich today.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, oh, where was it from? You know,
like sandwiches.
Yeah. Well, she hit me with her own bird bid.
Okay.
And I failed it. So our marriage is done.
What'd you say?
I go, oh.
What was the bid again?
Do you want me to say it or do you want to say it? She found.
No.
I don't know, but that's good for the pod.
No.
Okay.
No.
We'll share the bid on the Patreon. That's patreon.com/rampinguppod. That's RampinUpPod. But I failed the bid and we got into an argument and I felt bad.
Yeah.
I did feel very bad.
Thank you for remembering. I'd forgotten.
I know. I wanted to bring that up to show you that I haven't forgotten.
Okay.
That was my 9/11.
That guy born in 2006, I want to be like, what is your 9/11?
Yeah. I don't know. When GameStop crashed. Oh, no. They hit a second GameStop.
Ding.
All right.
Okay.
Also, I did a show with that James Austin Johnson guy.
Yes.
From SNL. Yeah. He is a, he's chill, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was cool. I almost forgot his name bringing him up because we're doing shotgun style at Zany's and he was after me. And I always, one thing about me, I'm going to forget we're doing shotgun style every single time. I'm going to go, thank you. Y'all have a good night. Start walking off. See that person standing at the door and go, why are they standing there? And then go, it's shotgun style.
Can I ask a real question?
Yeah.
I struggle with that. It's going to sound weird, but I'm being so serious. So I'll go to my last joke, and they'll be like clapping or something. Do I just sit there and wait? I always panic when a shotgun, because I have to bring the next guy up, and it's like, stop applauding, so I can say.
That seems like a personal problem. They're like, who's next for me?
I'm like, everyone sit down. No more standing O's, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty easy for me.
I'm
that
being
clapping
serious,
stops.
Though. I'm like, all right, stop.
I think a good move is to drive through it. Is like get the laugh and be like, all right, thank you. And then like,
yeah.
I do that. And they think, so they like extra clap. And I'm like, I'm
going to cut them off.
Okay.
You got to cut them off at the height. Or right when it starts to trickle down. And I know you're saying that never happens. So I don't know. Just tell them to shut the hell up. And the next comment's coming. But like, as he's coming up, I'm like, James Johnson, James, John, Jab, Dude, Jab. What's his, because he's a three name guy. I'm like, I can't.
Josh.
And then like right as I'm saying it, I'm James Austin Johnson. Like I'm.
Nice.
Yeah. But he was cool. He was nice. And.
His impressions are really good.
Yeah.
Really, really
good.
Yeah,
he does a good. He figured out Trump's mannerisms like to a T.
Mm-hmm.
Like scarily to a T.
Oh, he's Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And.
That's cool that you met him.
Yeah, he was cool. He was on Johnny W's show. Johnny W had a great show. He had a good show in Huntsville.
Yeah, he's awesome.
He's a good dude. If you haven't looked him up, look up his Kings of Leon
cover.
He's
very effortlessly funny.
Yeah.
Matt.
Hi.
It's a holiday season.
It is.
And I got something really cool only for our Rampin' Up watchers.
Oh.
Because y'all support, we have a special deal on my merch website. If you go to FionaCalle.com, go to the merch part of that website. Use code RUP for 10% off of all merch.
All of it.
And Merry Christmas, mother.
Great Christmas gift.
Huh?
Great Christmas gift.
Right? Oh, yeah. Are you talking about your shirts?
Yeah.
Your hats?
Yeah.
Your koozies?
Oh,
your
yeah.
stickers?
For
your
sure.
Your tote bags?
You can't even believe.
Oh, my God. That's yeah. quite the deal.
Quite the deal.
All right.
So I'll see you for at funeralgala.com. Code RUP for 10% off.
That's sick.
Back to the episode.
Let's get into some Kohl's. Let's do that.
You know what that means.
What does that mean?
It's time for
Fiona Call Me.
I have a missed call from my manager.
Oh, no.
I bet it's bad.
Oh, no.
RUP live.
All right. Let's go. Let's take it from the top. All right. This is one I want to play for you, and you're going to love this one. I saw this one. I was like, this is a good one. You're going to like this one.
Guys, my name's Josh. Been watching your ramping up since the beginning, and a huge fan. And Fiona, when I first saw him kill Tony, you were amazing. But something's been bothering me. I was a jerk in comments to Matt at the beginning of ramping up, and I owe Matt a huge apology. Since I've been watching the show, you guys are both incredible. Matt, you've become one of my absolute favorite guys. Like, you're a great dude, and just love all your content. You're hella funny, and I was wrong in the stuff I said. So I just I owed you an apology, man. I wanted to say I'm sorry, and it's been hanging over my head. So anyways, I think you guys are great. I'm a huge supporter of everything you do. And Fiona, you kill me. I laugh so hard at everything that you say. Like, you are so funny. And Matt, you're hilarious as well. So, and I'm not going to lie, Matt, I'm jealous that you're friends with Rodney Carrington, because he's my all-time favorite comedian, hands down, period. So, yeah, I'm jealous. But anyways, I literally wish the best for you guys. I think you're awesome, and keep doing what you're doing. Thanks. Bye.
What a perfect voicemail.
Isn't that sweet?
Josh, thank you.
There's thanks nothing more calling, respectful man. About somebody that will admit that they're wrong. You're not wrong. I'm a terrible human being.
Yeah, he's really mean to me off camera.
Yeah, as soon as we're done, she's going back in the cage. maybe.
Bang, ding. Okay. Ding.
But thank you, Josh. That's very, very sweet. And he's not wrong. Because we even talked about it early on. Like, I was very...
Well, you were, like, putting on, like, you were acting. And I was like...
Yeah. Because I trust me, dude. I had to go back and edit these episodes and see myself just being this over-the-top try-hard. Because I was like, oh, we got to be... Blah, 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 blah. That was the voice I used to do.
Yeah, and it was real... He did in the bedroom.
You're not wrong. But... Thank you. That's very, very sweet.
Yeah, that's super sweet.
I hope we get to meet at a show someday.
Yeah.
And if you're ever close to a Rodney Carrington show and I'm out with him,
just message me.
I'll get you some tickets to the show. And put you, if he's got a meet and greet for that show, I'll put you on that one. He is the sweetest man ever.
Truly.
He came to our wedding. He's the only one out of all the comics that we know that came. Yeah, he's a great dude. He's awesome. I also grew up listening to him. Fun story is the first live comedy show I ever saw was at a casino in Tunica, and he was there. And then 2 years ago, we went back to the venue that I saw him, and I got to perform at that venue where I saw him 15 years ago.
With him.
That is,
with him.
Yeah. That's super cool. That's how that came full circle.
Yeah. I bombed so hard.
Something I wanted to say that's like connected to... that I just think is cool. So like me getting into all the podcasting stuff, whenever I do go back for like a family holiday, there's like people asking questions and stuff, and they'll be like, so who are these people? You know, that kind of thing. And whenever I'll say kind of the credits of people, I will say it is everyone knows and remembers Rodney, like for real. They're just, oh, Rodney Carrington. Like that's, you know what I mean? Yeah.
And like, he's one of those people that like, no matter what was going on in his life, he was still extremely nice to fans.
Mm-hmm.
And people, he treats everybody like they're his best friend.
He's I mean, just a very, very I tagged nice guy. Along for my birthday this mm-hmm. year, and he shows up to his own show with the big cookie cake that said "Happy Birthday, Fiona."
I might have a picture of that too, actually. Yeah, he went out because it was her birthday, and being away, like I couldn't really plan much for her birthday except, hey, you're at this casino in Oklahoma when she thought she was going to Vegas. But he came into the green room and he had like this giant cookie cake that said "Happy Birthday, Fiona," and then got her like a very nice blanket mm-hmm. and candles and stuff. And I mean, really made her birthday special.
I do want to clarify, like, it is cool that he is awesome, but I was saying, like, in the way he, like, you still deserve like credit, like, that is a cool thing to be doing, was kind of more so my point.
Oh, yeah. Like, I mean, it's he changed my life. Mm-hmm. I mean, before Rodney, I was at that social work job. I was sitting at a desk all day just listening to these, you know, people going through it mm-hmm. and just, but at the same time being like, I can't keep doing this. Oh, we actually have Jake calling right now. What's up, man? Oh. Hey, are you there? Oh, hang on just a second. Are you there? Sorry, yeah, we're live on the pod right now, man.
Yeah, what's up, Jake?
So, hey, Matt, Fiona, it's Jake, long-time listener, first-time caller. Pretty good would you rather for you guys.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
he's all ready. Right. Let's go.
Perfect.
Would you rather have your parents watch you have sex with your significant other, or have to watch your parents have sex to completion?
That question is so complicated for me.
Oh my God. For yeah.
Well, I'll hang up and listen. So oh. You guys get to it.
Oh my God. All right. Thank you.
Hey guys, I just want to say thanks for taking my call. I've been listening to the podcast for all. Love what you guys are doing, man. So y'all just keep on, man. Love it. All
right. Thank you so much, Jake from Tennessee. We appreciate you.
See you, dude.
All right. See you. Love you, man. Random listener. Love you.
Hilarious. Oh, that's that timing was crazy.
Yeah. Good timing. Oh, man. But
would you rather?
Oh, all right. So the question is, would you rather your parents watch you have sex to completion, or watch your parents have sex to completion?
Watch my parents.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. My parents would be proud of me, probably. They're very supportive.
I don't want your parents. Could be with someone
that's
else.
My boy.
Or my dad would be like, really, dude? Good God. But I feel like some kids have already walked in on their parents mm-hmm. doing the deed. Luckily, I never did. I think Jake may have when he was younger, but that's where the question came from. Oh, man.
That's a terrible one. I don't know. Okay. We should save it for the Patreon.
About related to this,
mm-hmm. Not about me.
Go for it. Mm-hmm. Wait, what? So you for your vote was watch your parents have sex mm-hmm. to completion.
I'd rather them be embarrassed and me be traumatized, because I think if they watch me, I'd be both embarrassed and traumatized.
Yeah. So you only have to deal with one of them on that end. Yeah. Yeah. I think I agree. I mean, I would prefer neither, but gun to my head. I guess I'm watching them get it on.
Can I take my glasses off?
No. And you can't blink.
But maybe they're that's why I keep them dirty, just in case I'm ever in that situation. Dang.
Yeah. There you go. This ad is not sponsored by Zeisswipe. Keep them dirty. Oh, man. Yeah. All right. So both watch your parents. All right, well, let's not stay on that one too long. What were you going to say?
I was going to say when my mom got married to my stepdad.
Mm-hmm.
When my sister was like 16 or 17, she walked in my mom's room to ask her something.
No. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we might have to bleep that out, actually. That was the last time your sister ran. Ding, ding.
Dang, dang.
Oh,
I think we
man.
Have to bleep that.
Let's yeah.
The one word I said.
Yeah.
Like,
we'll bleep out what you saw. Or what took place.
Yeah.
Good God.
Yeah.
That might
like
be worse. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, Sophia, she walked in. She was in out of the country on essentially not vacation, but where her parents live. And she walked in on them. And then they
Sophia's are
doesn't matter. Yeah, we don't want to give too much away. Random listener Sophia walked in on her parents, and she had to just finish the vacation with them. They came out afterwards and were just like, "Hey, sweetie, what do you want for breakfast?"
Dude, the worst.
She's like,
is
to forget.
When you weren't there, Jake asked Sophia what position, and it's the worst one it could have been.
Were they facing the door?
No, I knew your thing position.
I am where they can both see her.
They both turned around. And they're like, oh.
I think it'd be worse if they were facing the door in that position.
Yeah.
So they're both just bing bing right there. Oh. Oh God.
Anyways, next call.
Okay, yeah. Jeez. Louise.
I'm getting hot.
Yeah, you and me both, sister. All right. Where's this one?
What's your favorite position?
What's your favorite position?
Hey, so... One time I was in jail in Tennessee because they kept on arresting me because one time I dropped trout in front of the courthouse and they tried to ID me. So then my pants fell off while I was handcuffed because I didn't have a belt. And then they wouldn't stop arresting me after that for a while. But then I had a dream while I was in jail that, so it's, I call it Nicolas Cage's next big screenplay. And it's like a basically it's a screenplay. So it's like camera one rolls oh, hold on. I'm pretty drunk. I'll take a shot real quick. I hope you fucking chilling like I am, even though I'm homeless as fuck. But this shit's funny, so hold up. That note I got in a hit and run over a Dr. Pepper.
Nope, that was halfway through that voicemail. What?
Hit and run over a Dr. Pepper.
Oh, like hold on.
I'm pretty sure that was the last thing he said.
So camera one rolls into like the ocean breeze, like into an 80s debonair feel bar, dimly lit with a rectangular bar and a middle light. And there's only three people in the bar. This, like, she's, like, basically, like, brunette with, like, a curly perm mullet almost, like, back in the 90s.
Dean Stanfield.
And then, but She had like 80s cuffs on, like business lady cuffs on that were dreary and like black and gray and white. And there was this mulatto dude.
Don't know if we can say that.
And he was like having a martini. He was having a martini, like a Manhattan or whatever. And he was all like, drinks. She's just like looking at him, and the margarita, like the fucking Manhattan, and then looking at the bartender, which is like a little goth chick. It's hella short. And then,
all right. Well, that's where that ended. Yeah, put that out. Hollywood's begging for a movie like that.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Next caller.
No, I think we're close to time, and there's some things that I want to do. We're close,
oh,
right?
God.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's wrap that up, dude. Hey, Nicolas Cage would be a great person for whatever. That was something
special.
You are special. You are special, and I hope you're not homeless anymore.
I hope
you are now a director in Hollywood, but not in the weird kind of way.
That's how most directors start, you know.
Yeah,
Italian and homeless.
Damn, Aiden's getting points right now. Ding ding. I have a short conspiracy theory, real quick. I think.
What's this called?
Oh, it's called Matt's Conspiracy Theory. I don't think aliens are extraterrestrials. I don't think they're different beings. I think they're us from the future coming back to, because I think in the future, the world's already fallen to shit. And they've had to, like, maybe escape the planet or whatever. But they've managed to come back. That's why whenever there's, like, nuclear activity and things or, like, anything, like, the world starts coming to head, you start seeing a lot more UFO sightings. I think it's them coming back to, like, oversee to make sure we don't do what they did in the future to have a different outcome for the future.
Okay, so not, like, humans that left this... So a different timeline rather than like just people who live somewhere else.
Or like maybe they evolved in a certain way, like because the way we're evolving now, apparently the Y chromosome is leaving. Apparently it's starting to fade away. We're starting to see like a shift in,
so
which is like the moniker.
Boys?
Yeah. So
hell yeah. Finally some good news.
Whoa.
Yeah. So
hold on. I'm looking.
There's no way they're ever leaving this planet because they can't drive. Ding. Sexist thing. So like in the future they're basically genderless. They've learned how to reproduce without sexual organs. Yes, they are they thems.
You know the third kind. About today. You know how mad Green Day was about the world when they were popular in the early 2000s? I wonder how they feel now.
Oh,
like, y'all didn't even know.
Well, Green Day, call in. Let us know how you're feeling. It was pretty good in the 90s.
American Idiot. It's an American Retard now.
Yeah, we're bringing it back.
Yeah.
I want to be an American Retard. Retard. Wow.
Hype this video.
Now, I want you to do a fake ad read for a gift from one of our viewers.
What?
Yeah.
Very
it's
cool.
A pretty sick gift, too.
You already opened it?
Well, yeah, I know what it is. I knew what it is before. I know everything. And
omniscient.
I want you to close your eyes. We do this on the Patreon, by the way. It's called Fake Ad Reads.
Every now and then I get a little bit of
it. It's bigger, so you're going to need to put your hand in your lap. Or maybe I'll just show it to you, and then I'll hold it out.
Can I look now?
Yes.
Wait, I love that. Don't let me hold it.
Yeah. This is a gift from one of our listeners. Okay. I'll just say Amber. I don't want to say her last name. I went to school with her. And she makes these. She's a big soup fan, too.
Wait, I'm obsessed with that.
And she was like, do you think she'd like a soup bowl? I was like, I think you'd love a soup bowl. So she made you this bowl that says, I'll have the soup. Thanks.
Very cool.
Is that not like sick that, as hell? So
she made it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's sick. That's soup.
And really cool thing. She works over this place where they have like candle making night. So she said we'd come out for a date night and make like our own candles.
I wonder if it smell like poop.
Why would you do that?
So you'll smell it? Dang.
Damn.
I had no idea where I was coming though.
That was fantastic. Oh, man.
That was a panic rip. You are on it. Nothing prepared.
That's, damn it.
Damn, you fell right in. A flavor candle.
I'm like, wow, it smells sick in here. All right. Do you want to sell this?
Yes.
All right. You ready?
I'm going to say it.
Get it going.
Sell it, mama.
Sell it, mama.
Hey!
Hey.
Hey.
Are you really cool with great sense of taste?
No.
Oh.
Yes, and.
Never mind.
Oh, never mind. All right.
Hey.
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 Are you really cool with the great sense of taste, not only in things, but also in your tongue?
I'm not following, but yes.
Yes. And are you specific?
Very.
Maybe a little OCD?
A little bit, yeah. What? Maybe.
Well, I have something great for you. Here is the soup bowl. Don't you dare put anything else in it. I don't really know how to sell it. I just like it. I don't want to sell it because if they take it, I'll be sad.
We're not selling it. We don't sell anything that we actually have. You thought we've been selling those things?
How are right, paying
I got one. Sell? Hang on. Yeah, a lot of soup bowls. Hey.
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 Are you Slurp Queen?
Yes.
Do you like to make sounds like this?
Yes.
Do you see everything on the menu, but for some reason go, I'll have the soup?
Yes.
Thanks.
Then boy, do we have the perfect gift for you. The I'll have the soup thanks bowl for all you slurpers out there.
Hey.
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 Do you love eating?
Love it.
Every day?
All the time.
But you're like, oh, my fingers are so tired.
Maybe.
And you're like, God, I just wish I could get all my nutrients through a straw. Well, I have the perfect gift for you. I'll have the soup, thanks. It's a food with different ways to eat it because I'm tired. I'm tired, Grandpa.
Oh, no.
If you use my hands for anything but creation, I use my mouth to drink soup.
Hell yeah. Soup, the food you can drink.
Get it today.
Boom. That's it. That's an episode right there.
That was fun.
That was fun. We ran through that. A lot of points. Yeah. I don't know. I don't think I won. But we will see. All right. Well, real quick, plug your dates and let's get on out of here.
Yeah. When did that come in?
You'll still have
this week.
Yeah, so you'll have it'll start with Louisville. Hey, if you're wondering where Fiona Colley is going to be, you can find all her dates at FionaColley.com. Yeah. Coming up quick, she's going to be out at Louisville on December 16th.
Louisville.
Fort Wayne, Louisville. Indiana on December 17th. And Appleton, Wisconsin on December 18th. And then maybe a fun little thing you'll just have to find out on New Year's.
Can't talk to you.
All those other dates are going to be at FionaColley.com. Got a lot of great shows at the beginning of the new year. The first quarter of the year is baby moving to the weekends.
Woo!
That's right. She's stationary for the weekend. She's not having to bop around. She gets to have fun in your town.
And the real, that was good. Uh-huh. And the real exciting part about those dates coming up, Matt will be with me.
I'm coming.
Hell yeah.
You'll get the whole rainbow number experience. You're making 8 to 10 minutes on stage.
That's right. He doesn't know it, but he does know. Also, if you want to see me through the end of the year, I'll be out with Rodney Carrington. So any dates that he has there is going to be at rodneycarrington.com. And he is the man. So always go check him out. Tickets at rodneycarrington.com. Don't forget to follow us on the Patreon. We're going over there right now. That's patreon.com/rampinguppod. That's RAMPINUPPOD. And if you heard those calls and you want to be on those calls, we have a segment called Fiona Callie. You call in. That's 615-547-8824. Damn, that felt good. Say goodbye.
Bye, my love.
Goodbye, my friend.
You have been the one.
You have been the one.
For me.
For me.
Bye.
Bye. Clapping the game, Luke.